USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is commemorating the 50 millionth coronavirus vaccine shot.
That's weeks ahead of schedule. Even with the setbacks we faced during the recent winter storms, which devastated millions of Midwestern cities, towns, and also the same in the South.
The shot was administered to a woman during a live event. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is again calling for an investigation into allegations lodged against Governor Andrew Cuomo. This time it's for sexual harassment claims from a former Cuomo aide. Lindsay Boylan making the detailed accusations that Cuomo sexually harassed her in an essay yesterday. The White House agrees with de Blasio.
When a person comes forward, they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. Their voice should be heard, not silenced.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki, USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A hearing on the Capitol attack on January 6th is taking place on Thursday. Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan saying Capitol security officials should not have been so ill-prepared for the assault.
And if we ignore the mistakes of the past, the Capitol campus will continue to be vulnerable to unknown and unexpected threats.
Washington State Republican Jamie Butler saying the attack is a painful reminder that democracy and rule of law are not guaranteed. Today, the Texas House is trying to get to the bottom of the state's massive power outages. State Representative Abel Hacero lays out his concerns.
As we continue our investigation to answer why, it is clear there was an abominable display of inaction and ineptitude in leadership.
Testifying before the committee on Thursday is the head of ERCOT, which is in charge of the state's power grid. Hernandez also saying the state's most needy suffered the most. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In a Mental Health America survey, more than half of children ages 11 to 17 have reported that they have had thoughts of suicide or self-harm, more than half nearly every day of the previous weeks. According to the survey, they were also more likely than any other age group to have moderate to severe symptoms of anxiety and depression.
It was just me being angry at the world and everything because of COVID and stuff.
New Jersey sixth grader Rocco Testa opening up to CBS News. That was during the summer when he bravely opened up about his mental health during the pandemic. Testa doing much better now that he's able to attend school in person. Rocco's mother, Gina Testa, a guidance counselor, saying,
in September, it was like my kid was back. My students are suffering. They're breaking down. I have parents that are on Zooms with me crying about what's going on with their kids at home.
A new NBC News poll showed that the percentage of blue-collar workers who associate themselves with the Republican Party has grown 12 points over the last decade. Hispanic blue-collar support for the GOP went from 23% to 36% from 2010 to 2020. Likewise, black blue-collar voters shifted towards the GOP, growing 7 points over the last decade. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.